So David Wagner had his first game in charge of Huddersfield Town on Saturday. They lost in the end 3-1 against Sheffield Wednesday. We've got Dougie Thompson though from the Huddersfield Examiner on. Dougie, welcome to the show.
Morning.
How did you see things in David Wagner's first game on Saturday?
Well, very interesting. You know, the system was clear to see. It was certainly a different system from the one Towner deals in the past. And you've got to fairly much say it worked for about an hour. And then Wednesday started to get on top. Whether that was through Sheffield Wednesday getting stronger or Huddersfield tiring, getting more fatigued, it's hard to say. But you know, there was certainly, you could see the green shoots of a new system and one that could be successful, but does seem quite hard to maintain over 90 minutes.
For those who weren't at the Sheffield Wednesday game but were at the Leeds game, which David Wagner was in the stands for, and Mark Lillis was in charge of that game, we saw under Mark Lillis, again, more of an attacking, more high energy kind of football. Was that a hint to what Wagner was going to show us, or was it different again to what we then saw against Sheffield Wednesday?
There was certainly a hint of it in the Leeds game, but it was a bit, you know, quite a lot different against Sheffield Wednesday in the way that the players set out. You know, the fullbacks pressed very high. Quite often, the two wide men, Scanlon and Carriol, ended up almost playing as fullbacks. The idea being that they come in and tuck in and cover for the fullbacks when they push right up. It was noticeable that there was a big emphasis on you know, winning the ball back, which is a sort of key thing in that system. You know, you try and keep possession. When you do lose possession, you try and win the ball back very quickly. And some players were noticeably good at that. Whitehead, Harry Bunn was doing it a lot. It's obviously a system that demands very great levels of fitness, and you know, that is the crux of the matter, really. You know, can Town get the players fit enough? It's obviously not as easy to do that in the season as it would be pre-season, when you can really focus on that fitness side of things. David Wagner said that, you know, he's going to make use of the fact that Town haven't got any midweek games for 3 weeks now, and really try and sort of, you know, improve the fitness levels as much as he can. So it's going to be interesting to see how it evolves over the next few weeks, really.
Just looking back to Saturday's game, and one of our lads, Joe Rawson, was there at the game, and he actually was saying that despite the fact that Town were going forward and we were very impressive in that, he would say it changed when Dean Whitehead came off, and he was saying that actually it was Whitehead and the fact that though everyone pushes forward, the three centre-backs generally remained at the back and Whitehead would stay in front of them and really break up any Sheffield Wednesday attack. So could you actually look back to Saturday's game and say, although that is not always the most showbiz way of playing football, if you like, he maybe was putting in that performance that did make the difference, and then once he went off, around the same time Wednesday brought other players on, but was that maybe actually the turning point in the game, do you think?
Yeah, quite possibly. I mean, you know, you can sort of look back and see a couple of things. Lucas Yao coming on for Sheffield Wednesday, obviously a real quality player. I mean, let's not forget, at the end of the day, Sheffield Wednesday are a good side, and they looked a good side for maybe 30 minutes of the game on Saturday. It took them a while to get going, but when they did, it was pretty hard to resist. You know, they got a real head of steam going forward, started putting Town under pressure. I think whatever kind of system, you know, Town were playing, Sheffield Wednesday getting a grip of the game like that would have made a big difference. You know, the system that Town used may have been better, for instance, if they were playing a team like Bristol City or Bolton. You know, we might have seen a different outcome. But it was always going to be a tough game against Sheffield Wednesday, and even tougher given the fact that they are trying this new system. You know, Whitehead's been a real key performer all season, really. There were some doubts about him when he came in. I remember people saying that, you know, he was over the hill and all this kind of thing. But he's been an absolute a quality player, really. You know, uses his experience. That was one of the things that you noticed about the system they used on Saturday, was that they had Whitehead and Emir Hughes pretty much sitting in front of the centre backs, so that when things you know, get a bit fraught and under pressure, those two can drop back, help out the centre backs, and like you say, break up things before it gets to that stage. So yeah, Whitehead, a key performer, really, and I think Martin Craney's worth a mention as well, another guy that came in at the experienced end of the age range over the summer. He switched to centre back on Saturday and had another good game after playing at right back for quite a spell.
This week sees the closure of the loan and free movement window for players. Do you see David Wagner looking to make use of that, both for players out and in, potentially?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think he'll be looking. And I know he's been at quite a few games already, checking up. And obviously, the club have got Stuart Webber, the football operations chief, you know, he's got lots of lists that he's been drawn up. Obviously, that's a major part of his job, really. So, you know, no doubt they do have targets. As with all the loans, it's always a case of it being the, you know, the right people at the right time and not just doing something for the sake of it. But clearly, by letting Jed Steer go back to Aston Villa, you know, they were freed up spaces, both financially and literally within the squad, because you can only have five in any one match day squad, maybe to bring somebody else in. So it'll be interesting to see what happens this week.
We also know that Wagner and the whole of the town hierarchy have told about and said about how they want to use players who've come through the youth system in the squads. Now we've seen the likes of Philip Billing before he got injured and so on coming into the squad, and Dwayne Holmes and the like. We can't really have a conversation at the moment, Dougie, and not mention the fact that yesterday our under-21s, we beat Bolton Wanderers, we beat Leeds the week before. 10 games unbeaten. So is it now the thinking that maybe we might start to bring a few of those through, or do you think that they're players maybe for next year?
No, I think, you know, I think David Wagner's, you know, open to using whoever he thinks will help, you know, help him get where he wants to be. He was watching the under-21 game yesterday. A couple of people stood out, obviously. Dwayne Holmes, yeah, another really sort of energetic game, really. And on yesterday's evidence, he looks, you know, an ideal candidate to play the kind of system that Wagner wants, and I'm sure he's interested in trying to bring him back through. Some of the even younger lads than Dwayne, because Dwayne's been around a little while now, obviously, like sort of Jack Senior, Jack Boyle, people like that. Some good talent flow, Bojo, as we've seen, you know, elements of in the first team this season. Yeah, the under-21s are doing really well, and they're playing a similar sort of pressing game, not exactly the way that Wagner likes to play, but it's along those lines. And quite a few of them do look, you know, capable of making some sort of impression in the first team. So it's going to be very interesting. Like we've said, it's a crucial part of Huddersfield Town's plan to go forward, to bring these young players through. And there's got to be a time when you do it. You know, you can't always keep saying, you know, they're not ready. There comes a time where you have to give somebody a chance. So I think he's the kind of coach who will give them a chance, yeah.
Well, on Saturday we play Middlesbrough. How do you see this game going, Dougie?
Well, another tough game. Unfortunate the way that the fixtures have fallen, really. He's ended up with two really difficult games in the first two matches. Middlesbrough, you know, play a particular kind of way, a continental way as well. Not quite gegenpressing, but, you know, they have their own system and they're quite good at it. You know, you can obviously see that by looking at the table. They were in the playoff final last season. Big expectations on Middlesbrough. I know the fans up there, you know, seem to think that they're a shoo-in for at least the playoffs, so it'd be great to be able to disrupt that for a little while, you know, and get a good result. And you've got to go for it. There's no point, you know, worrying about who you're playing. Maybe Wagner's pretty philosophical about that kind of thing. He says, well, you know, the fixture list is the fixture list. I just get on with it. So I don't think he'd be worried about playing Middlesbrough. He'll have plans, but it won't be an easy game. You know, they're clearly a decent side with some good quality players in there.
And finally, Dougie, last night there was a fans meeting with Dean Hoyle and David Wagner, chairman and head coach of Town. Anything coming out of there that's worth fans knowing about?
No, I mean, it was all fairly sort of, I say, routine, you know, things that he's already said. You know, it was David Wagner laying down his plans, you know, obviously some questions. I think, you know, he's the kind of guy who seems to like to get down to grassroots and meet the fans, see what they have to say. He listens to what people say, certainly, and you know, no doubt uses those opinions to go forward. Dean Hoyle was there as well, and, you know, certainly the perception of the fans seems to be that Dean sort of got a lot of his energy back, if it ever went. I don't know whether it did or not, but the perception was that, you know, he'd maybe become a little bit sort of disillusioned with the football scene, a little bit jaded, but, you know, certainly now seems to have full of energy. You know, he's appointed the manager that he wants to appoint in a different direction. Dean's one who, you know, does like to not take a risk, but a calculated risk, he'd probably put it. And he's not scared to do something a bit different. So it's going to be interesting to see how this develops, really.